בוקר טוב, חודש טוב, שבוע טוב, שתבח שמו, yeah, it's גשמק המייסס, יום א' בשבת קודש, today is בית באדר, מרבים בשמחה, it's גשמק המייסס, שבת זכור coming up, we're on page קוף למד, בית איש את רעהו יעזורו. So we're speaking about some of the minutia of אהבת ישראל, אהבת חברים, ומכל שכן שלא שייך לסנוע חס ושלום האחד את חברו, certainly not to hate one another, לא תסנה את אחיך בלבביך, איסור תורה, אלא להפך, יאהב אותו כנפשו, וירגיש בכל צרה שיש לחברו, כאילו הוא עצמו יש לו את אותה צרה, ממש. Should feel for the other person, and if the other person is going through something, going through some sort of צרה, going through some sort of situation, feel as if you're going through it yourself. That's a מעלה in אהבת ישראל. הוא מספר לחזון איש, שכאשר היו באים אליו אנשים מספרים לו על צרותיהם, היה בוכה איתם, מרוב שירגיש בצערו של כל אחד מישראל לחזון איש, when people used to visit him and tell him about their tzarot. So, you know, as a gadol b'Yisrael, not always can you solve every tzara. You can give aitzot, whatever, but you can't solve. But he would cry with them because that was his, you know, high level, intense ahavat Yisrael that he had for everybody. Ish et reu ya'azoru ul achiv yomar chazak. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. V'lachin, ma tov she'achavarim yasimu lev mi zakuk litmika kaspit. Look around. You know, look around the people to see, you know, sometimes you have friends, sometimes, if you just pay attention, there's people who need a little financial help here and there. You know, people, you don't only have to, as a Rav, it's a little bit more prevalent, but you see these things, especially now during Chodesh Adar, and there's a lot of collections, Zechel v'chatzit ha-shekel, Matanot le'evanim, you pay attention to who needs what. You know what I'm saying? That's a ma'ala v'avat Yisrael. You can't just be like, okay, I'm good, and live in your own four amot. You have to kind of open your eyes and look around, and if you have a friend or somebody who needs something, try, and you're in a situation that you're able to help out, so help. I'll tell you for myself. I don't have a lot of money, and I can't physically, you know, individually help so many people, but I try because, you know, especially during these tkufot, Adar, Nisan, people come and give me, Baruch Hashem, a lot of money for tzedakot, and zechah mechatzit ha-shekel, and matanot le'avyonim, and kimcha de'pischa. You know, people want to donate, and I have the zechut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the zechut to kind of navigate the monies to people who actually need it. So that's a tremendous zechut. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying for myself. I'm saying Hashem gives me the zechut. I can't necessarily do it myself. I try to give of my own money whatever I can, but I can't do as much. But what I can do is look around to see who needs what, and then people who give me money, I'm able to apportion it. That's a zechut. You can do the same thing. You know, larger scale, smaller scale, but just look around. שלכל אחד יש בימי חייו עליות וירידות. ויותר חשוב לתמיכה נפשית. He says, you know what's even more important than financial help is mental/emotional help. Sometimes with a good word, that everybody needs. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't cost any money. Everybody in life has ups and downs, and sometimes people are feeling down and depressed and whatever. You're able to just give them a good word, say, you know, everything's going to be good, don't worry about it. You know, just check in. People feel good when you care about them. You know what I'm saying? Just, even though you can't necessarily do much, but you care. You know what I'm saying? I care about you. You'll be okay. I'll call Beseder. And then go back about your day. But that shows the person that somebody cares about them. And sometimes that's all people need. ובאמת הוא מוצלח רק שישתכנע שאינו מוכשר. I skipped. I'm sorry. יש בחור שחושב שלא הולך לו בלימוד, ובאמת הוא מוצלח רק שישתכנע שאינו מוכשר, ויש להראות לו שזה לא נכון. Sometimes people are actually talented in their, you know, whatever they're doing, their limud or whatever, and sometimes they get this negative impression about themselves that, no, I'm just like not good, and they get like down in the dumps, and you show them, no, you're great. Look, you are talented. Look at, and they just need that pick me up, and that's a tremendous chesed. That's a ma'ala of tzedakah. V'hari tkufot mashber mitzuyim etzel tzeirim, especially among younger people, they go through a lot of, you know, meltdowns and stuff like that. People have downs. וכשאחד החברים מבחין במי שנראה שיש מועקה בליבו, you see that there's something weighing down in his heart, וניגש אליו לשוחח עם הוגו, and speak to him, לפעמים זו הצלת נפשות ממש. Sometimes you can actually save the person. It's a big deal. See somebody around the yeshiva, see somebody in the dorm, whatever, in bed a little bit more than he should be, and you just like, everything okay? You're good. You know, it's nice to see you. Get up. Come join the chevra. You know what I'm saying? Just a word like that can do wonders for people who are down in the dumps. לא אחת ראיתי אחד אדם קיבל כוחות נפש ממי ששמע אותו בשעת צערו. Just listening to a person when he's going through a hard time can sometimes do a tremendous amount. Sometimes, don't overstep your boundaries into the person's personal space and like, takes chokhmah. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask for too many details. Whatever the guy wants to tell you, don't encroach on his private life too much. Not everybody wants everybody to know all their private stuff. Don't deal with your friend the way you necessarily want to be dealt with. Deal with him the way he wants to be heard and whatever. Don't. Sometimes there's people like that too. So what's going on? Tell me. Yeah, what's going on? Whoa, you know what I'm saying? Personal space. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be chacham. It's, by the way, it's not only that. Sometimes like touching. Sometimes people don't want to be touched. And there's a, whoa, you know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people can't handle the slap. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, like Michael, he can't handle it. I'm saying, generally Ashkenazim, they can't handle it. Like, no, don't touch me. You're honorary. So, Sfaradim, we only know hands. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Ani v'kama gdola ma'alato shel mi shezocheh lemitzvah zo shel ahavat Yisrael. What a ma'ala that a person who zocheh ahavat Yisrael, sheyesh mitzvot she'en biyocholet ha'adam lekayimam rak al yedei arevut. There are many mitzvot that you can only be mekayim through arevut, through this responsibility that we have for one another. As the Gemara says, okay, this is a big deal. He quotes a big piece of the Ramchal in Derech Hashem here. Let's watch. He says, Hine, Hishkifa Chokhma Elyona Al Kol Mi Shehaya Ra'uy Shimatzel Litikun Amin Shiyase Mimenu Kibbutz Hashlemim Shezachanu Lema'ala Vera'ata Shehaya Inyan Na'ot Lahem Me'od Shiyeh Bekoach Ktzatam Lo'il Liktzatam Ulehetiv Lahem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu works in such a way that not everybody is mushlam in everything. Hakadosh Baruch Hu spreads midot and spreads talents throughout other people so that people can kind of complement and supplement one another. Perush, שלא יוחלט הדבר שרק מי שיגיע בכוח שלו עצמו אל השלמות יהיה מן הנמנים בקיבוץ בני העולם הבא. אלא גם מי שכבר יגיעו מעשים שבהתעלותו באחד זכאי ממנו יוכל ליהנות בשלמות. Not only a person who's shalem by himself can get the olam haba, sometimes you're zochet to your own olam haba through being dependent on somebody else who has more midot and has more shlemut than you. הנה יחנם בכלל ההוא, אלא שיהיה במדרגה תחתונה שהיא מדרגת הנתלה וחברו. Some people are zochet to their olam haba on their own volition, of their own accord. And sometimes people have to be nitla, sometimes people have to be dependent, ride on other people in order to be zocheh. Just because you're not shalem doesn't mean, okay, you're done. Ela mi shelo yeh ra'uy le'anot bo, lo mitzad atzmo, v'lo mitzad hitaluto bezulato. A person who's nitcha from shlemut, a person who's not zocheh on his own, and also is not dependent on other people, he doesn't come on to being nitla on other people, he won't be able to reach Lemut. Venimtet, al yedei ze ha'atzala meruba v'irbu yoter ha'nehenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in a way that we're able to kind of save other people with our midot and with our zechuyot by kind of bringing along other people for the ride on our backs. You're able to bring people to olam haba by piggyback. It's an interesting thing. Ve'ulam, ha'nehenim u'mehanim la'acherim, v'adai she'elu yu ha'yoter gedolim b'kibbutz ha'u. If you're able to be nehena and mehane to other people, you give benefit to other people as well, which is a mitzvah ve'avta l'racha kamocha, they will be the heads in olam haba. V'atzrichim li'italot bam, yom shu'abadim lehem, tzrichim lahem, וכדי שיהיו מקום לתיקון הגדול הזה, קשר מתחילה את האישים זה עם זה, ועניין כל ישראל ערבים זה לזה שזכרו זל. The people who are going to be behind them, the people who need to latch on to the people who are בעלי השלמות, those are going to be secondary. כי הנה על ידי זה נמצאים מתקשרים קצתם בקצתם ולא נפרדים איש לעצמו. I'm saying we're not separated into our individual entities. Rather, הקדוש ברוך הוא created us in such a way that we're all מעורב, ערבים זה בזה. והנה מידה טובה תמיד מרובה. ואם נתפסים זה על זה בחטא, כל שכן שיועילו זה על זה בזכות. If we are responsible for each other's sins, then כל שכן, when we do mitzvot, we can latch onto one another for the זכויות as well. He's gonna explain this a little bit further. Very deep stuff from the Ramchal. We'll continue with Zat Hashem tomorrow. I'll explain what it meant.
Kol Tov.